Today is a beautiful feast, a feast which is very beloved to some of us. And of course, it was the feast of the father of the church that was the favorite father of the church of Pope Benedict XVI. But also, of course, it is a patron saint of Pope Leo XIV, now gloriously reigning, because he is an Augustinian canon. I'm not an Augustinian canon, but I am a canon. And he hasn't yet begun to shoot the volleys, but he will. So anyway, today is a very special day on which to pray for him. St. Augustine of Hippo, son of Patricius the pagan and Monica the Berber North African Catholic. He was sent to the best schools, and then he went to Carthage, where he unfortunately became a Manichaean. But this was to serve him very well in his future endeavors. And it was there that, unfortunately, he began a 15-year relation with a woman. And with her had a son. Oddly enough, the son was called Adeodatus, given by God. And, of course, only God knows what these things are and how they happen. In the meantime, he was a professor, and he was a teacher of rhetoric, the art of speaking, which is unfortunately very much forgotten in this day and age. But his mother, St. Monica, convinced him. Of course, she was praying and praying and praying. He was about 30 years old now. So, I mean, he was a baptized Catholic, or at least he was raised a Catholic, but he went off to some crazy religion. And then she convinced him to go to Rome to teach rhetoric there. And from there, she maneuvered for him to go to Milan, where he was to make friends with one of the other greatest of the fathers of the Latin Church, St. Ambrose, to teach him rhetoric. Well, St. Ambrose not only taught him rhetoric, but by the time he was 33, St. Ambrose baptized him on Easter Sunday. So it was a long trek for him. Of course, it is a long trek for other people too. Not all of us are baptized on the same day as we were born and all that. So we need to pray today for conversions. Conversions, conversions. In the meantime, St. Augustine was sent back after the death of St. Monica. He went back to Northern Africa, and he was ordained a priest by St. Valerius. And St. Valerius knew what he was doing. When he died, he left him as his successor, something which was done in those days, not today. And he became the Bishop of Hippo until his death in the year about 430. So, in the meantime, he began to fight the prevalent heresies of his day. He wrote a lot about the Trinity, and of course that's how one of the things that have made me close to him. And I have his first-class relic, but I don't have it on me because the reliquary fell and broke and so forth. And the other thing was, he went against the Manichaean heresy and against the heresy which denied the necessity of the grace of God. So he is called the Doctor of Grace. And of course, you can read all about this in his Confessions, one of the most important books in the history of Catholicism. And he made many converts, and was bishop there. He's, as a result, of course, a great doctor and father of the church. So he died in 430. He went against the those heretics of his day who said that it was not important to have the grace of God, that you can get to heaven without the grace of God. And so he condemned that, and the church condemned it with him. And so that's because of that he is known as a doctor of the grace of God. So today, we look to St. Augustine of Hippo, and we pray for the church in this day and age. Today, it's not that people deny the grace of God, some do, but some of them pretend that they have it when they don't. And so we need to pray to St. Augustine to help us in this day and age of many, many heresies, many evils, and to allow us to follow the inclinations of the Holy Spirit, who is in charge of our spiritual life on earth. In addition, today is a happy day. Today I had a very nice luncheon with His Excellency the Bishop, and we discussed many things, including my impending death or resignation next week. Just kidding. No, on December the 18th, I'm going to resign. But anyway, and he was very amazed at all the things that I've been going through because of the witches and the demons that have tried to destroy us. And of course, he has experienced, he said, those attacks too. And when I told him about the cat in the front yard, he said, "Oh, I understand now." And so then he didn't go into detail, but it was definitely one of the demonic attacks. And of course, the witches that tried to steal the Blessed Sacrament from here. In the meantime, as he said to me the other day also, he is very much in favor of the use of the traditional Latin Mass, of the Tridentine Mass. And I mentioned to him that we were growing so much that it was getting to be too difficult, especially for me, to have just one huge Mass at 10:30, and that I was wanting, with his consent, if he wanted to give it, to have a low Mass on Sunday morning at 7:30. And he has no problem with it whatsoever. Now, what we'll do about 4 o'clock, we'll see later, one thing at a time. And so, perhaps at the beginning of the year, the 7:30 Mass on Sunday morning will be a low Mass. But of course, that doesn't mean that the acolytes are exempted from being at the high Mass, too. But it will make life easier for some of us, especially for me. And for some people that don't sing, it will be fine. So, step by step, and he also mentioned the fact that he, as I have, was in contact with the prior in Miramar, in the SSPX church in Miramar. And we talked about the fact that perhaps with under Pope Leo, peace will be finally at hand, and they can come over and take over for me when I die, you know, next week or the week after. But all kinds of things are going on, wonderful things. In the meantime, for those of my critics, and they love it, I love it too, because I know that they're wrong, who condemn me for locking up the doors in the back at all the high masses and everything. Yesterday's experience was an eye-opening, an awakening event. And of course, my reason, following the advice of the sheriff of this county, was the safety of our children. And I think it's very sad. Father Deacon Aaron Sanka mentioned the fact that those two children that were killed are now martyrs in heaven, because they were killed in odium fidei, hatred of the faith. And anybody who's killed in odium fidei is instantly a saint in heaven. So, we love martyrs, but we don't want them here. And so, it is a very good thing that we have used wisdom that some people don't recognize. They just like to criticize because they don't have any, and they're stupid, and they want to say whatever they want to say, and I don't care. You know, bye-bye. So anyway, we will continue to make our parish safe. And finally, of course, this Saturday we will have two baptisms, a baby and a little boy, and we give thanks to God for that blessing as we continue to grow and grow and grow. Today is 20 years since Katrina, and at that time it was that I redid the sanctuary, and I designed what you see there. I would have done more, but there was only so much you could do. But this sanctuary, which has a lesson in it, the way the marble things are laid out and everything for the Trinity and grace and so forth, so it's 20 years ago that this took place. And for about 3 or 4 weeks we have Mass in the parish hall, but it was still a proper and adequate Mass. We don't do anything here that is not proper and adequate, and we shall never do so. So we give thanks to God for all the blessings that He has given to us. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen.